Thank you for that warm welcome, guys. You don't even know what you're in for, so I'm really impressed. So, yeah, and for you online, and if you're visiting with us today, it's your first time, well, welcome. And hope you can glean something out of the mix that you're experiencing among us today. So, welcome, yeah, 2022, it's upon us. So I'll try and knock something out for you to give you some encouragement and what you're looking for. We've heard a bit of an insight what God's up to. So let's launch off from that. So we'll pray and then we'll roll into it. So, morning, Papa. We just thank you that we live under the smile and under your favor, Lord, that we can step into all things knowing that you are by our side, and that fear is not part of our life because your presence displaces the fear around us. So, Father, we just pray your blessing and your hand to open eyes this morning. Let hearts receive your word and glean that which they need to step into the new that you're unfolding around us for 2022. Okay. So, you know, we stand here with expectations, but expectations are within all of us. You know, they are formed in us from experiences that we've had, from what we've read and what other people say. And so we already have a gauge ticking around here, and we always had a viewpoint on something that we're going to step into. So no matter what the experience we've been invited to step into, there'll be something in the inside that will either bring a, oh, wow, I'm looking forward to that. Oh, yeah, no, I've heard about Aunt Martha's cooking, and I'm dreading the day. And so there's a things that go on within us whenever we move into something new. Whenever we've been invited to experience something, then you're going to have something check in your heart or stir your bones. But you know, one thing we can be sure of, when we're moving into unfamiliar territory, we have limited visibility and you don't know what tomorrow brings, then it would be a good thing to find someone who knows the path. You know, if you're walking around the edge of this mountain, you want to know someone who's familiar with the trails and the pitfalls. Because, hey, we know life has got curveballs. It's got things that's going to throw at us, and it's designed to trip us up. Everything is out apparently to get us, to knock us down, and to move us off the path that we are called to and we're reaching for. And so when we step out on our journey into 2022, we won't know what it's going to be, but there is a fear and there can be an angst because we know what last year was like and they're already started hiding us behind masks. But then we can turn that. We can have an expectation within us and saying, okay, well, that's what they're saying. What are we going to do? What are we as the people of God going to see in this year that is trying to be hidden, is trying to push us aside? And we are now stirring up. We are coming to a position of power that God has called us to be. You know, you look at the Old Testament saints. Now, those are the guys who showed us how to walk into uncertain times. How many of them were called to step out of their familiar, oh, this is nice, and go out onto the rocky road. They leave their palaces, they leave the nice accommodation, and they're living in a tent. And they've got a stone for a pillow. Glory to God. Thank you, we don't have one of those. Hey, things have changed. We're not so badly off. You know? And when we look into that, the reason God called them out of where they were, because he had a plan for the nations. He had a plan for their future, for their destiny. And they said, yes, Lord, I'll join you. I'll do that. I'll leave my home. I'll leave the comfort. I'll leave what I know, and I'll step out into the unknown. Why? Because they understood the character of God. They were looking for something. God had a plan because we broke something that he gave us, which was glorious in the garden. We broke that. We dismissed it as like, oh, that's something cheap, which we often do even now. We get caught up thinking, oh, well, I know what to do here. And we find out like, gee, that just turned to a bucket load of uselessness. And so we now, God is saying, okay, what are you going to do? And these guys were called to be a part of God's plan to build a nation that would demonstrate the love of God, that would demonstrate the power and the might of the kingdom of God, which the nations overall didn't know because they worship other gods. So God was going to plant himself right in the midst of the darkest place of the earth right? And he was going to shine forth in his glory. So that was the reflection of why God was calling these Old Testament guys across the board to come out, to go forth. And that's how they received titles of warriors of faith, you know, men of faith, women of faith in Hebrews 11. We read that title for everybody to see. Heroes of faith. Why? Because they stood up in the midst of the darkness, they allowed themselves to be dragged out of their comfort zone, and they went forward into the unknowing. They didn't know where they were going to go. They didn't know what was before them, but they said yes. And you look at their lives, yeah, they had trips and falls, and they got up. But the thing that they did was they dusted themselves up, they apologized, and they got back on the journey, right? And that's why they are called heroes of faith. Because they didn't allow themselves to be distracted. They didn't give up and say, oh, it's just too hard. Let me sit down here. Oh, this is nice and comfort. No, they said, yeah, righto, Lord. Oh, God, let's get back on the truck. Yeah, we'll do it. And they got back on and they kept going forward. And that's what God's calling us to do. In the midst of the dark times, in the midst of what you see and taste and feel, even though your heart like churns around here and wanders to and fro, he's saying, will you stand? Will you allow me to use you as a beacon of light in this dark times? And so they won God's approval. You know, I like Abram. He starts off. He says, come on. Come on, guy. Leave. Oh, yes. So he left a palace. You know, they talk about that, the country he came out of. It had lifts. They had running water. They had all the luxuries. Probably even gold taps. Hey? How good is that? But he comes out of that. He lives in a tent and he waddles across. He doesn't know where he's going. God says, come on. Come with me. But he knew God's character. He knew there was an integrity in God. I can trust him. And so as he goes off and as he's faithful in going along his journey, we see every step he's learning more of God. He's understanding. He's like, oh, okay, I did this wrong. God put his arms around me. He steered me right. He took me back in, and I kept moving forward. And he came to know God more and more and more. And now he just grew in a depth that God saw the faithfulness in his life. And he said, no longer will you be called Abram, but you will be called Abraham. And that was an announcement to everybody he came across that this individual is beloved of God. He is the father of many. And that was a declaration God gave to him. So, let's have the next pick, please. So, these ones have shown us how to live in uncertain times. Faithfulness is a key that keeps him by our side. So when we stepped into the 2020s, we had no idea what was about to roll over us. We thought it was going to be a glorious time. Oh, the roaring 20s. Like we had an expectation, a hope, and a joy. And all of a sudden, bang, we're locked up. Things changed. But you know, God had a plan in the midst of all that. God knew what was coming, and he was wanting to use the circumstances that we were walking into for his glory. So what did he do? He locked us down. He put us away so that we could spend time with him, so we could get to know his character, that we could read the word and find out, who is this God? How does he operate? And so if you were able to do that and you put yourself in that position, you found your relationship shifted. There was something growing. And not only that, we had an appreciation of family. We had appreciation for one another because, hey, we didn't hook in with too many people because we're all locked away. But because you're growing into a concept of a family, we actually started to care for one another. Things shifted and changed. And so there was a growth within us that God was doing without us even understanding what he was up to. 2021 came along. Oh, we thought, they were stepping out of that. Glory? Not so cool, hey. And we started the same last year, pretty much like this, within a couple of months. Things did get easier over time, that's for sure. And with that, the Lord started moving things around. We found people had new roles, new jobs, people moved homes, changed towns. You know, like Pastor Rob mentioned before, we changed churches. We moved. We just got up. We had been part of a church, and two churches that we were part of, being planted and grown and built for over 30 years. And then in weeks, hello, goodbye, see you later. We were on the path. And now, but God was up to something. What he was doing, he was cutting things away. He was cutting things out of our life, things that kept us busy, kept us focused. And he brought us back onto him, brought us back into what really matters. He narrowed down our options in order to bring our focus onto what matters, to lose the distractions and position ourselves for the new that he is wanting to do with his people. And that's where we're standing today. Today, we get that opportunity to let go of our past, to step out of that and move into the new, to leave the gloomy days behind and see yesterday was just a doorway to step through into our today. We stand here today because of our past, right? And now we have a new, and it doesn't matter how good, bad, or ugly that was, today is where you are standing. And what are you going to do with the new that's before you? The invitation that the Father has for each one of you to rise up and go to the place of purpose and destiny shaped in your heart in the scroll that he has written in you from before beginning of time, before any of this came. God saw you, he knew you, and he wrote a story of your life. Because your life doesn't end just with your death. The story continues for eternity. He is preparing you to reign and rule for eternity. That's what this time is about. It's building us up into a strength and a capacity to know God beyond anything that we've been before. We've tasted goodness, but now we're going to walk into the glory. And he's an invitation for each one of us to stand in that goodness of God and demonstrate that to the community around us. That's the kingdom of God. That's what we're looking forward to. That's what we're waiting in anticipation. We're calling out for that to fall upon us and to be a part of that. So when you look at today, it's the second day of the first month of 2022. Because God uses numbers and symbols to communicate truths, to see so many twos lined up, it should get our attention. There's something there the Papa God is saying. Number two in Scripture speaks of multiplication. There's a quick one. Hey, and it also speaks of witness. That's why when you say something twice, you're trying to reinforce that point that you're getting across, the witness that's in there. And so to see those numbers before you, to see the multiplication come, we are to be the witnesses to the one and only Son of God. We have Christ in us, the hope of glory. That's where he's up to. Christ in us, the hope of glory. That's why where we are. That's why we walk through the darkness. That's why we can stand in the midst of turmoil, because Christ in us, the hope of glory. That's what's radiating within. So we have Christ there, not just to feel good. He's not just for you. Oh, yes, me and God, we just had a lovely little prayer time. Oh, thank you, Lord. No, it's about that in order to strengthen us, to engage with us, to step out into the unknown fearlessly. So that's where we're unfolding for us. And when we get to the 20, it's simple. It's two tens, where 10 represents God's laws, guidelines to live by. And that is something new. The way we are to walk, the way we are to stand with God by our side, we walk in the ways of God, the law of God. And what he'll do then is he will bless. He will be able to bring a return into our life because he is doing something new. He is unfolding something for us in the journey ahead, that he'll open doors and pathways and unexpected joy in the midst of the darkness and midst of the hard times. And all of a sudden, yes, you know, the Father is with you in the journey that you're doing. Let's look at, are we up to Isaiah? Isaiah 43, thank you. So Isaiah says, look, I am about to do something new. Now it begins to happen. Do you not perceive it? Yes, I will make a road in the desert and paths in the wilderness. You know, there's life on those words. When I was looking at them, I had this explosion around me. But that's what it is. You take the word of God, you lean into it, and you look at the pictures and you allow him to speak and reveal to you so that you can experience the word becomes alive to you, that you know that you know. And there's weight on these words. There's a dimension of the kingdom waiting for us to experience, that we would have confidence as we step into this new year, that no matter what the word of the community, of the media is saying to you, you know the word of God because it's planted in here. He's laid it on the imagination, the screen of your imagination. That's your connection zone of heaven to earth, to planet earth, to you. So you have confidence and you look into those images and they come alive and you know that you know the God who you are working with is there with you. Don't allow yourself to be distracted by what you hear. He holds your future and doesn't want you to miss his timing, the provision he has for you in the midst of what you are about to walk into. So Isaiah wrote those words to a nation in darkness. They were in sin. We in our nation. We have wearied God with our sin, with our actions. But you know, he is a faithful, he is a true father. And he puts his hand out to the nation of Israel and he's putting his hand out to the nation of Australia today. And just like he opened a whole new redemptive story for Israel to walk into and experience his goodness, God is looking to do that through you, through us, through the church, through the body of Christ for this nation today. He will touch you. He will do what you need him to do when you give him room, when you will line up with his word, when you line up with the way he has placed before us, you know, the goodness of God, the way to operate, the way to live. Because what happens? He has a promise for his son. Now, the whole earth syndrome is all about Christ. The planet earth is the promise for Jesus. The Father's made that. That's why the whole universe has been created for the son. And it's all around us. It's all around you and I. And our role is in this harvest that's yet to come. There's a billion whole harvest. Now, you don't read that in the Word of God. You just read of a latter rain harvest. But many prophetic people have spoken that heart of God. And the Father has said, this is what I want to see for my son. This is what I want to bring forth. And now he's looking for people to stand up and say, yes, Lord, I align with that. And I will be a part of what you want to do. And I will step into the unknown in order to see your plan and purposes for our nation come about. We say yes to you, Lord, and we position ourselves for that. So God is really looking to restore to us in this latter rain. And I put it this way, to restore the roar of the church. You know, the boom that was given in the upper room back there 2,000 years ago. It was the roar that went through Jerusalem. Everybody came out of the house. What's the noise? What's going on? And they came out to experience something that was shaking their whole town. And they found out it was a man declaring the goodness of God, a man declaring Jesus had died for their sin, a man who was standing up there saying, you need to be saved, repent and receive the way of God. And 5,000 people are ushered in one hand. That's what we're looking for. This is what God is going to do. He's going to restore the church with power. It's not just like a weak little church. We're not just going to hope we get over the line. We're going to walk in a dimension of glory because that is his plan for his body, for his children, for his son, to have a bride that is glorious. Like we don't get shot out of here before that plan comes into play. So let's get on board. Let's roll with his purposes. And when you look at our nation, so Isaiah uses prophetic language. He uses that symbolic flavor of a Holy Spirit. But is our nation not a dry and barren land? Like, isn't it in great need of carriers of rivers of living water in order to flow, that it would come through you? The same water that we saw Jesus release to the woman at the well in John 4. What a beautiful story. She's there confused about what the kingdom looks like. And he speaks into her heart. He reaches in to the well of the Spirit and he says, drink of the water. And as she experiences the living Spirit of Christ, as she explores and tastes his goodness, she is so transformed, so changed, that she runs to the town and say, hey guys, come and meet a man who told me all about my life. You know, this is real. This is something you can't miss. And she drags the whole town out to meet Jesus. You know, that's what it's all about. See, this woman who was bound with a fear of man, free in a moment because she tasted of the goodness of God, the Spirit of the living water. That's what it's all about. We position ourselves for him. Oh, where are we up to? Gosh. So that can be you. You know, you have to realize that because Christ is in you. Your spirit, his spirit, you're a one. That can happen for each one of us. You know, his breath, our willingness, boom, there it comes. You know, will you say, yes, here I am. Use me, Lord. I don't know what it looks like, but let me just love on people. Let me just express your goodness. Use me, Lord. And that's what he's pulling us to. And the 22 in 2022 is simply two 11s, where 11 speaks of transition and to the witness. So emphasizing his willingness to take us forward, take us out of our comfortable and transition us to where he has planned us, where he has purposed us. But will we choose yes? Will we go after him? Will we reach for his promises? So if you're sitting there this morning and say, wow, I like your stories, Wayne, really good, but what about me? What can I do? Hey? Well, I'm glad you asked. Hey, I'm really impressed with your enthusiasm and connection. I could see that. Hey, so let's look at what's in your hand. Ben mentioned that this morning. Hey, glory to God. What's in your hand? What is the capacity that God has given you to operate in? How do you engage the world around you? How do you walk out the things that God has in your life? 22 is a time of actively working with what our Father has put within each one of us to be a part of and to use to engage with others. You know, it doesn't matter whether you sing or you can clap or you cheer, you can bake, vacuum, hey, paint, maybe you just smile. It doesn't matter if you're the speaker or not. Those things aren't the issue. It's to see you come to fruition. Right, your expectations, your hopes, your dreams, right? Let them rise up. Those past prophetic words, they were all very nice, but where are they unfolding? Now is that might be that season that God's going to pull the lid off and let you free, that you can operate in who you are. They all play a part in lifting us off the sea, you know, to cheer on the new that God desires to do in your life and use you and through you for the people around you. You know, we don't stand by ourselves. We stand as an army. So army needs every type of people to go forward. Otherwise, they just stop. So when Jesus declared to those gathered in Mark 16, and he says, now go preach the gospel, and whoever believes will be saved. He's saying, and signs will accompany those who believe. Believe what? That I am the complete source of their salvation. Not just, oh yeah, I believe that's a good story, but to make the transition in our heart that I believe with all within me, that's the way forward. That's the answer. He holds it. He is the way that we can do this thing. He is the source of the power. Signs will accompany those that believe that I am. Okay, in my name, those are the ones that'll do the stuff. You know, they are the ones who drive out the demons. They are the ones that speak in new tongues. Snakes, poison, they will not harm you. You will place your hands on the sick and they will recover. This is all the promise that God is pulling. But will we stand up and say, oh, yeah, but I tried that? No, today is a new day. Are we willing to get up off the bench and go forward again? 2022 is a different year. It's not 21. It's not 20. It's a new year that he's calling us into. And he's declaring, I'm giving you the authority to empower what I've already placed in your life as a believer. What you hold in your hand has great value to the kingdom of God. And he is empowering you to walk in the authority that you will not miss the opportunity that's in front of you. In my name, you'll do the stuff that's needed to change the world you see to the world he sees. We are the link. We are his answer. And if you don't like the world that you see, then he is offering you genuine power. Not a placard, not a slogan, not even a t-shirt, but a means to make a real difference, because light belongs in the darkness. This is our calling, to shine in the midst of the hard times. So Francis of Assisi, now he was reputed to have coined the phrase, preach the gospel at all times, and if necessary, use words. Wow, hey? Now what's your take on that? Well, let's see if it lines up with this one. He's not calling us to live a pensive life, you know. We're not to be indifferent to the needs around us. It's a call to arms, a challenge to go where we haven't gone before, to live something different, to be different, to walk in another realm, because you are the one, you are the answer. So when people experience you, when you come into their world, when you engage with them, all of a sudden something shifted, because what did you bring in? Christ in me, the hope of glory. You brought a power on the dynamic. You recognize the authority of the gift within your life. Doesn't matter how small your gift is, you know it's anointed of God and it's powerful and it's part of the answer, and no one's going to back me down. I'm not going to step aside, because whatever you do is of God. That's the answer. So you bring a different dimension. You shift the realm around those people, and they are so, wow. They are different because you showed up. You made the difference. That's what it's about. When others get to taste something different, then they want it. Jesus modeled this for us. When we read the way he operated, he walked the dusty roads. He went the back tracks. And then people say, Jesus, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah. And he would go over to them. What can I do for you? How can I help you? What do you want from me? He modeled this for us. Our Savior could have saved on mileage. He could have saved on wear and tear. How many thongs did he blow out because he was walking all those yards? You know, he could have said, well, I'm going to hold a tent meeting. Oh, you guys come to me. Hey, I know I've got the power, I've got the might. Come on, you come. But interesting enough, he chose not to do that. That wasn't his method. He was showing us something, what, like probably Francis of Assisi was showing us, how we operate. What he did, he didn't do those things. He chose the hard yards, the face-to-face, the one-on-one personal contact with the person. He got down in the trenches, because he wasn't chasing numbers. He didn't want converts. What he was doing, he was mining for gold. He was looking into people's lives. He was trying to break them free of the restraints that were around their life, limiting them to the world that they were operating in, and set them free. Because what he was doing, he was giving them a taste of what it was like. He was wanting to build disciples that would be able to go the whole way, Why could they go the whole way? Because their Savior got down in the trenches. Someone cared about them. Someone walked by their side. Someone walked into the mess that they were in and set them free, lifted them out and gave them hope. And that's the difference. That's where he's heading for. And so in the future, recognizing he was the one who stood with them in the darkest hour, then they would be able to walk forward in any situation. They know him from the heart. They don't know of him. He's not someone on the platform. Sorry, let me come down. Hey, he's not someone distant. He's right there in their face holding his hand. And that's what he's calling us to do, to walk with the gift that he has placed within your hand. Don't miss the opportunity to share the love of God. So let's try that this morning. You know, turn to someone who you didn't come in with. Yeah, see the excitement? Okay, we're going to actually practice Jesus' method so that we can be ready to do this in the real world. Some of you are already doing this anyway. You're probably nice to people and strangers. So turn. That's it, turn. Oh, you do that well. Turn to somebody, okay, and say to them, what can I do for you? Or you can introduce yourself if you don't know. Hey, yeah, we can make it a real get-together. But really, okay, time to go home. All right. Okay. All right. So it's not difficult, is it? All right. Who got a promise out of that? Someone's going to come around and mow your lawn? Did you put that out there? Hey? Anything like that, though? Bake a cake? Oh, that's good. Thank you, ladies. Hey, all very exciting. All right, so you got the idea. Jesus is doing stuff. Okay, let's go down to the bike. We've got a picture of a bike in there somewhere. Okay, so in the way down the end, sorry. Okay. So anyway, the question is with the bike. It is what is life? Okay, it's not supposed to be a psychological question, but it is a question. Okay, it is a question for you, and I think like some of you would like, yeah, give me the end, Mike, I want to have a go with that. Oh, here it is. Okay, so what is life? You know, ultimately, what the year holds for each one of us comes out of the choices we make. You know, in the mix of prayer I was waiting on, I saw this image of a hand turning on a tap. And as the tap started to flow, and more and more and more came. And then it was just a revelation for me that what God is wanting to do, you know, he is wanting to pour out more and more of his goodness into our lives, to bless whatever you undertake. You know, the wealth of the kingdom, whatever that looks like for you, needs a pathway to flow into our lives. And how sweet the aroma is around us today is the question we have to ask. Can we truly cause his blessings to chase us down? Or are we tainted as there is a stench in the world's systems that discharge? It calls their source is an antichrist system. And so if we are aligned in two camps, then there is a flavor that the kingdom of God can't penetrate and can't allow his blessing upon us because actually it doesn't know where to flow. Those blessings aren't there. So when we come to the last picture, and the last picture really is the first picture, right? But all the clouds have been pulled back. And the Lord, it's just a reminder that the Lord sees all. He recognizes what's ahead of us. And so the question is, when we step into 2022, who are you walking with? Who is by your side? Because the Lord sees all these things. He knows the way forward. He knows the pitfalls that we can come across. But unless he is part of our life, unless we are surrendered to him, then we will disappear in some dark places without us even realizing we've gone off the track. So when you stand at 2022, it's a time to check our alignment. It's the time to prepare. Are we in agreement? Because the word says there, can two walk together if they are not in agreement? Right? So when you read the word, do you agree with the word? Can you align with the word? Will you refresh your heart to stand with the word so that is part of your life, part of your identity, part of where you're going? If you've got a vehicle, a wheel alignments is just part of the process. There's a thing you've got to do. If you don't do them regularly, you'll scrub out your tyres long before their use-by date, and then you'll just have to bury them because you weren't looking after them. And so 2022 is a time where we stand at the edge and say, all right, Lord, let's check ourselves. Let's do an alignment test this morning. You know, how is your heart? Is he part of what you are hoping for? Is he center in all that you are doing? Or has he actually fallen away and just become an accessory for your life? That's where we look at today. So let's stand, let's call it quits, run for the hills, okay? So if in the midst there the Lord's touched you, stirred you, done something in your heart and you felt a pulling that you just want to realign yourself, we have an altar, you can make a stand and say, yeah, I want to really just say, yes, Lord, here I am, use me, I surrender to you afresh for the new year. Or you can ask someone beside you to pray with you if that's what you like. We have a great team who want to pray with you. We just want to encourage you. If you have a healing need, let us pray into that. The team will stand with you, pray over you. This morning, I just saw a lady who'd say, a stand-in prayer. You know, someone in your family is in a bad position and it's affecting you because you see their sadness. And Lord just wants to say, he wants to meet that head on. So if you want a prayer for that this morning, to meet that head on, to support you in what you're looking at, walking through, then by all means, just come on down, or we'll catch you later.